listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Put that knife in you. Take a little bit of life from you. Am I frightening you? Shall I continue? Put that gun to you. I let it sing you a song. I let it hum to you. The other one sing along. Now it's a duet. And you wet when you check out the technique from the two techs. And I'll meet two lips to blow like a trumpet, you dumb shit. This is an unusual musical. I conduct and you looking at the black Warren Buffett so all critics can duck sick. I don't care if you see Dolores Tuckett or you Bill O'Reilly. You only riling me up. For 3 years, they had me peeing out of a cup. Now they about to free me up. What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man. I still feel hatred. I'm young, black, and rich, so they wanna strip me naked. But you never had me like Christina Aguilera, but catch me down the west side driving like Halle Berry on the FDR. Gun in the seat of my car, screaming out the sunroof. Death to y'all. You can't kill me. I live forever through these bars. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're live, finally on a Wednesday.
Your computer was like, you know what, I got to be updated, so you can't do shit till you update me.
It was a lot. Firefox wouldn't open, and then the actual computer, when I went to go like reset it with everything, it said you got to do an update. I was just like, oh my god, I'm not gonna let this stress me out. So I had to go out and go back in, and now we're here, we're live, and everybody's in chat room, and we got it done, guys.
Yes, we did. And sometimes people at my job, they think I'm weird, because every morning after I clock in, I immediately reboot my computer, and they're like, why? I was like, because whenever I have to do the reboot, like the IT people got to update shit, it takes like 20 minutes because you haven't updated it in like 3 years. I'm like, I'm not going through that bullshit.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I keep my stuff updated. It's just, I don't know, this time it hadn't done the auto update overnight or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I try to program my shit to do that too.
Anyway, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is sponsored. It's double sponsored, actually. Sadly, for the last time, it's sponsored by Shadow Dog Productions. Mm-hmm. Dexter is closing up shop.
I know.
Over there at Shadow Dog Productions. He's been working with us for like 8 years.
Yeah.
So this is his last time sponsoring the show.
Was he our first sponsor?
I believe he was.
Yes, he was.
I think he was our first sponsor. Then we got Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the first people that ever believed in us. So, reading this copy for the last time. This podcast is sponsored by fans of the Black Guy Who Tips. Your support, encouragement, and enthusiasm has made it an overwhelming success. Any already famous celebrity can turn on a mic and have a successful podcast. But Rod and Karen built something special from the ground up because they have the greatest fan base in the world. Thanks truly for the 8 years of hilarity, memories, and support from all of you. It's been a fun ride. Thank you, Dexter.
Thank you, Dexter.
Yeah, I appreciate like him believing in us. You know, it's crazy because when I mean, now that it's over, I guess I can talk about it, but we have always charged Dexter the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
Since the first time he sponsored our show, when we only had like hundreds of listeners or whatever.
Yep.
And that's just something that it always was important to me, like as long as he wanted to advertise with our show, you know, he was basically, you know, it was pennies on the dollars compared to what we charge other people and what we could charge, because it meant something to me that he believed in us when we were doing our show. I know also, you know, he's a sponsor that's never come to us and been like, some of the things y'all say on our show, on your show, you know, and
right,
you know, and you know, being a white dude from the South, I would not have been shocked if he would have felt uncomfortable. Not that we would have changed anything, but if he would have been like, I don't know if I should sponsor y'all.
Yeah,
people had told him over the years,
yes,
like,
they have.
What, you sponsor that show, like the stuff they talk about and all that, like, you know, he's invited us to record voiceover work with him.
Yeah, made us professional voice actors,
right? And like paid us like every single time. Mm-hmm. Never.
And some of your other favorite podcasters flown them down and taking good care of them, like the people that work with Dexter, Dexter is really old school because he takes care of people.
Right. And I know he had a tough time this year. He lost his dad. Mm-hmm. And he was basically his dad's primary like caregiver and stuff. So, you know, real good guy. Means a lot to me that he supported us as long as he did, period. It would have never been hard feelings. It's never hard feelings when any sponsor Mm-mm. taps out, but you know, it just like I feel like we made a friend,
right?
Not just a person, right?
Because we broke bread with him several times. We talked to him, and Dex is a real down to earth dude.
Yeah. So you know, even despite the no longer sponsoring the show, I hope that I just don't want him to be a stranger, because you know, that's just a small part of the relationship.
Yeah, because the friendship was real.
So all right, the other sponsor is Bevel. This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Look, I'm telling y'all, it's almost Christmas, all right? Or Kwanzaa, or whatever you celebrate, maybe Hanukkah, I don't know. But if you got coarse, curly hair, sensitive skin, you got someone in your life that has that skin, it makes a great Christmas gift. It already comes in a very nice box that has everything. Like, talk about not having to do any work. You literally can just sit this under the tree, all right?
Mm-hmm. It literally already comes like pre-packaged up. Like, you pull it out and it's a beautiful slick box. It has simple instructions. They're really easy to follow, particular for people who never use razors like me. I actually use the saving system too, and I don't use razors. It smells great. It looks sleek, and the razor handle is actually heavy. It's heavier than you think it would. It's really sleek and classy. And like for me, I've only used like shaving cream at the can, so the shaving cream, like, you had to put on your face, that was a whole ordeal for me. But the thing was simple for me to read the instructions, so it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I was like, now what are you supposed to do with this brush? I was so confused. So if you're somebody like me who going in blind, it's not that bad, and the instructions are simple and easy to read, that anybody can do it.
And they make great gifts. So if you order now, you might get it by Christmas. I mean, you still have time. So go to getbevel.com/TBGWT and you'll get 20% off your next shipment with Bevel. That's getbevel.com, getbevel.com/TBGWT, lowercase on the TBGWT, and it'll take you right to the page. All right, let's get into the show. Getting near the end of the year. So Pornhub did their year in review. You know, they like to tell us what everybody's been jerking and flicking to.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
Yeah, you know, moms is always at the top of the pile, and the incest is always at the top of the pile.
It's not always. Incest took a rise last year. These are trends. Changes from year to year.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about last year. I know it was Silent List last year.
Yeah, it was. Last year was pretty big. Yeah, Pornhub is crowning its biggest trends in 2018. There's no mention of its parent MindGeek age verification tool for the UK. Da da da. I don't care about that. let's see. Visits to Pornhub total 33.5 billion.
A lot of people.
Yeah, that's a huge. That's a lot. That's a lot of clicks.
Right. So I don't know why people get stupid and won't debate. You are never going to stop people from watching porn.
Yeah. And it's weird because in the UK, they tried to like monetize it for the government. Like, you have to pay and get like a license, to get porn. You have to.
Basically, they want
to
put you on a list.
I don't remember if it's a list, but I know they wanted like an age verification thing. You know, to do it. And so I don't know if it's like some public type thing where they can be like, let me search and see who has a porn license.
No, it's not, but I can see somebody hacking and going, well, who is paying for this service? Like I said, you not making a list, you made a list, because people are going to pay and everybody's not going to pay service. So it is a list whether they want it to be a list or not.
True.
And so all you gotta do is have somebody hack in there. Well, these are the people that pay for this service. That's why I'm completely against that. Let it be to the people's discretion and let people run their households accordingly.
Yeah, well, funny, you're probably on the list already anyway.
Correct.
I mean, in America, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
92 million daily average visits, which are like the populations of Canada, Poland, and Australia every day. 30.3 billion searches, 962 searches per second.
Ooh.
Almost 5 billion videos uploaded. 1 million hours of video, 115 years of video. Good grief.
God.
Yeah, if you started watching Pornhub, just the 2018 videos, straight through, you have to have started in 1903 to make it to 2018, if you watched every second of every video.
Yeah, and most people are not.
Well, that's why people fast forward.
Come on, that's what the skip button is for.
Yeah, that's a lot. Let's see, top searches and porn stars. The searches that define 2018. Stormy Daniels was number one.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I guess maybe she'll have the money to pay off Trump's lawyers. She was number one. Isn't that crazy, y'all? The president of the United States fucked a porn star / sex worker. Well, sex worker, porn star, whatever. Former porn star, current sex worker at the time. He's still president of the United States, and you would think that would be like, oh cool, we finally destigmatized porn. No, we just love racism that much in America.
Come on.
Number two search on the four searches, Fortnite.
Oh, they're fucking on Fortnite. Where I been?
There's Fortnite porn, there's all kinds of video game porn. I feel like we've talked about that before.
Yes. My bad. No. I thought you was talking about like an actual game and stuff, but yes, there is video game porn, and I've seen a lot of it. Mass Effect, you name it, it is somebody out here making them fuck.
Yeah, they searched Pornhub for Fortnite. 4K was the next one, because everybody getting them 4K TVs.
I don't understand that one.
4K? Yep. 4K TV?
So it's just shot in 4K?
So you
want to
find porn that's shot in 4K? Yeah.
Oh!
Like, I didn't get an HD TV so I could watch porn in standard 480p.
Okay, so you specifically go, I want to watch 4K porn. Ah, I'm with you now.
Number four, romantic. I feel like that's new.
That's real new.
I feel like that is new. Romantic, okay?
I'm surprised that broke the top 10.
People trying to make some classy, you know.
The world is too stressful. Let's slow it down and actually hold hands.
We don't need this gonzo driller till she dies and choke her with our dicks. We don't need those.
Let's look in each other's eyes and say, I love you. And that's, you know, you did, because some of that porn, they be fucking so hot. I'm like, is this a workout? What are you doing? Is she going to die? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't mind the quote unquote romantic porn, but it's normally just more expensive cameras. Better, they just treat it like a movie.
Yeah,
it's not really
makeup and all that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, they still just like two young people having sex, but
you have a plot and shit.
Well, I'm not even saying with a plot. No, I'm talking about just. They don't even have a plot normally. It's just different. The sex is different. It's not like, come over here and suck my dick. It's just,
it'd be like, so harsh.
It's just like two people laying on a bed, slowly caressing each other, right, in the passionate sex. It's like, oh, this is better.
Right. That's why I can't do that fucking Bang Bros. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, I think all of them are getting into it. I think Bang Bros, I mean, Bang Bros does like 75 different things now, so you probably have watched it and don't know, but
okay,
they it's not all the same like getting this van shit anymore. So
right.
Anyway, number five on searches, trans, T-R-A-N-S.
Oh, trans. I thought you meant trans. I'm like that. Okay. Whatever the hottest thing in the street. My bad. I didn't know. That's why I wanted you to make it clear.
Trans. Like transgender.
That one's new on the list, ain't it?
I feel like it is.
It's not new, but it's new in like their rankings, because you know we normally cover this. This is the first time I've heard it in like on the top of the list.
Yeah.
A good
thing. Well, that was 167% increase in searches by men and more than 200% with visitors over the age of 45. I think part of that is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Right, curiosity, fetishization, obviously. I mean, most porn is fetishization. That's not really, I mean, you know why you're here. It's, you know, I know, right. People people have a problem with being fetishized of all types, but at the same time, once you get to porn, it is what it is.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that I enjoy seeing, but I'm like, you wouldn't dare do that shit to me. It would be a problem.
Yeah, the thing for me the reason I'm not surprised at that coming in at number five, I feel like the more the environment is anti something, the more it's taboo, the more people want to go find out for themselves. And also, low-key, the more they do get turned on, because people get turned on by taboo shit, you know, like these, like when incest was up here in the top five or whatever the fuck, that was because people were like, you're not supposed to be having incest. Not I want to have incest. Mm-hmm. It's not I'm gonna go have sex with my family members. It's this is the thing, they're not supposed to be fucking.
Right.
It's all mental. Those are two people who aren't related that are grown ass adult actors pretending to be stepson and stepmom. You know, in your rational mind, that's not a real scenario, because what the real scenario is illegal, but people watch it because they want to be like, I need to be turned on by something taboo.
Correct.
And unfortunately, trans as an orientation for people has become taboo in our society, probably always been taboo,
mm-hmm.
but it's gotten so like vocal in the hatred coming from the White House and everything that people I think are even more like eroticized by it, turned on by it, because they feel like this is bad. It's bad to want this person.
Right. And also the thing is, like, once you kind of branch out, you know what? Trans people are normal fucking people. Like, you know, I think for some people it's that, ooh, and that I don't really understand. So I think a lot of times people might watch it to get a better understanding.
I don't think men are coming there with a altruistic ideal of like, and I want to learn more about trans people in a good way. I think it's like a sexual curiosity.
Okay.
Cause it's not like they're going around trying to figure out like people's lives. People watch porn all the time and have no like relationship to the actual human being. Like,
correct.
It's like, when I had white friends and they would do the porn exchange, and they would be like, let's, you know, get the like kind of weirdest porn you could get that is that when you trade it with somebody, they're not going to want it or whatever. Or like the weirdest fetish you can find and stuff like that. And you know, people would take it serious, you know, sometimes, but most of the time they'd go and go to like the taboo section of a local porn store, and they find like midget porn, pegging porn, or cross-dressing porn, stuff like that. And yeah. But then there's always someone every year that used to bring in just like a black porn. And I would be like, yeah, because to y'all,
right,
that there's no humanity in that. You just think this is weird. It's not really weird. None of it's really like truly weird for the people whose lives that is.
Correct.
So anyway, I don't think it was like a good thing that they were trying to find out, but it's probably better that people know, because maybe to a certain extent we can normalize like the idea of like, yes, this person identifies as a woman and they have a penis.
Correct.
And that shouldn't be the end of the fucking world.
Mm-mm.
And people are clearly having sex with them, lusting after them.
Right.
And maybe, you know, I don't think it'll happen, but maybe one day we'll get rid of the stigma of like this shame attached to being attracted to a trans person, so that because that's where all this murderous shit comes from with these people that kill people, because they're really ashamed. And because of society, they don't want people to find out all this shit, and that is killing people. It's literally killing people. So maybe people normalizing this, or at least being curious and seeing what it's about, as far as a fetish, maybe that'll help on some small level. I don't know.
I hope it does.
Yeah, I'm not holding out a lot of hope, but you know. Mm-hmm. Number six, outdoor. Mm-hmm. People were searching for outdoor sex.
I can see that, just public, because like you said, it's one of the things you're quote unquote not supposed to do, especially if you get caught.
Mm-hmm. Tattoos was number seven. That's an interesting one. I didn't think that was I've never thought to search for that, but yeah, I mean, I know I like thigh taps. you know.
I don't, tattoos don't make or break. I know, I don't know if it's on the list, but I know a lot of people actually search for smoking, like women that are actually smokes.
Yeah, but that is a fetish. It's not on the list. It's not on the list this year. I think that, I think some of the reasons that's not on the list is because these are like the ones that were trending with people this year.
Ah, okay, okay.
Tinder was one.
Yeah.
Like Tinder, the app. So people going like hooked up with a Tinder date. Snap. And we recorded it and had sex.
And I've seen them for Snapchat too.
Okay, well, yeah, I believe that's on, but it's not in the top 10.
Right.
But yeah, I'm sure. Bowset? I don't know what Bowset is.
What is that?
A live action Bowset themed porn parody. What is Bowset? Life imitates art, and eventually porn imitates everything. So perhaps you're surprised to see that Bowset also made our list of searches that defined 2018. After the original Nintendo fan art went viral. So is that Bowser's, like the female Bowser? Bowser's wife or something? Oh my god, that's what it is. It's Bowser and Bowset.
Oh wow,
what the hell.
Wow, that's new to me.
There's Bowset porn. I mean, I guess there's porn for everything. I just,
everything.
I legitimately did not oh well, no wonder Bowset is like, so she looks, it looks like she's human kind of ish.
Somebody,
so she doesn't look like
she
Bowser
changes into Peach, Princess Peach.
Okay. Oh, okay, well now I can see how people would be into this. I'm looking at pictures now. It's not, I'll put it on screen. It's not that, I thought they were looking, I was just thinking Bowser with titties or something. I was like,
me too.
Y'all jacking off to that? I mean, jack off to what you jack off to, but that was an interesting one. Spikes on the turtle shell.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm,
and then they got some erotic fan art versions here.
Yeah, different kinds. Yeah,
Princess Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, I don't have a Nintendo anymore, so I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing about digging down into porn, they have like languages, and after a while you'll learn what initials mean, because like I just recently learned what pegging was, and I was like, oh, that's what that is. Could you hear people say phrases like, I don't know what that is.
Yep. Number 10, threesome. That one, I guess that's an old staple.
That's about to say that one will be there forever.
Yeah, apparently threesome had a significant impact in 2018 as it became the 8th most popular category, 2nd most popular videos among women.
I believe that
threesome porn saw big gains. Maybe it's two men and a woman, maybe. Two women and a man, I guess. I don't know, I guess. Oh, it just said threesome.
Three women.
Yeah, just said threesome, didn't say any anything
and,
attached to
you
it.
Know, threesome, I guess group sex, but so, that's fine. I guess that's more than three. Was that a foursome, a quad?
Those were the searches that defined 2018, but the, I guess the rank of actual what came in first, second, third, all that stuff, lesbian was number one most search term in 2018. Men like it, women like it, everybody likes lesbians.
Everybody.
Hentai, wow, that came in at two.
I believe that because I have searched it a lot.
All right, MILF, three. Stepmom, that's like MILF but related to you almost,
right?
Japanese, that's my old staple. Mom,
because sometimes with them I'm like, do you like it, do you not like it? Sometimes I get confused with some of them.
Teen, Asian, massage, Korean. I feel like that combination is just all racist. Asian, massage, Korean.
No, but they do.
I'm just joking. Some of these are jokes, Karen.
I know. So, but they do be having happy endings, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Ebony, anal, threesome, big ass. Now, see, that one is near the top for me.
Right.
It's interesting that that's so far down on the list for everybody else.
Yeah, and like you said, porn is the only place where when you look for black, you got to, you don't have to, but your search is better when you use ebony.
Right.
Why can't you just say black?
Nobody says ebony in real life.
Nobody says ebony in real life.
Fortnite, Chinese, big tits, cartoon, cream pie. Oh, that fell down two spots.
Yeah, cream pie. And the thing about big ass, when it comes to big asses, definitions of different big asses. You know, I've kind of learned that, you know, my definition of big ass and what I get, sometimes it ain't the same.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was all?
That was all. Because when you said big ass, like, I'm thinking, like, bubble butt, you know, but a lot of times when you search for big ass, it's just wide. And it's between wide ass and the big ass. It ain't the same.
Okay. Understood. There's a lot of asses out there.
It is.
I appreciate all types. You know?
Me too now.
No, you don't. You just said that it's not what you're looking for. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. When I'm searching for my porn, that's completely different.
Cartoon, cream pie, Overwatch. Man, Overwatch fell back, man. Fell back and Fortnite took over. Mm. Gangbang, anime, trans, public, and JOI, which is jack off instructions.
Oh, that's a new one. I thought group sex would be in there somewhere. Or is group sex and orgy the same thing, or they different?
I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing, but neither one of them. I don't think I said either one of those, did I?
You said group sex.
I said gangbang.
Oh, gangbang. Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess gangbang is group sex.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's not, I don't know. I feel like gangbang, group sex, and Venn diagram's not a complete circle. That's not necessary. Oh, okay. If you put in gangbang, everybody in a gangbang is having group sex, but not all group sex is gangbangs.
Now, that's true. Now, yes, I'm with you. I understand now. And the other one, one of them is instructions. So what are we telling you what to do? Are you reading
this jack off instructions? Like, normally it's a woman, either she's masturbating or getting undressed or stripping or some type of thing like that, but she's talking directly to the camera, to the person at home or whatever, telling them like to jack off, to come, talking dirty to them.
Oh, like
stuff
they,
like that.
Like they do when you, like when they do the private behind the scenes things and you pay for them. I've seen videos like that.
Like, you're talking about, camera girls. Yes. Not all camera girls do that, but yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's kind of like when people used to go to, back when you had to go to real life places to see people have sex and stuff. It's kind of like when people pay to put a quarter in a thing and then watch like a girl dance or something. Except they're talking directly to you about, you know, pull your dick out, jack off and all this shit.
Okay.
Some of them are detailed. They tell you like when to come and when like not to come yet and all that type of shit too. So I don't know. I feel like you got to really be into somebody for that to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because if not, it's just, I don't know. It's just like a weirdo talking to you. It's like, hey, calm down. Take them clothes off. Shut up. Most searched for porn stars, Stormy Daniels number one. Mm-hmm. Mia Khalifa was number two, and I don't even think Mia Khalifa works anymore.
She stepped away from the game.
She had some of the best PR of all
ever
time.
Didn't like, she though?
She only did porn for like a short period of time and was like, she rocketed to stardom via social media, by exposing people with the DM thing. And I think she has a podcast now, but I don't know that people listen to it. I don't know what she's up to. Riley Reed, Lana Rose, Brandi Love, a lot of white women. Mia Malkova, Nicole Anderson,
white.
August Ames, Lisa Ann, who retired like 2 years ago, I think. No, actually she might be back. I don't know. Alexis Texas, who definitely is retired. Abella Danger. A lot of these people are done with the game.
Stuff just classics.
I don't know Jordi El Nino Pola. Don't know that one.
Mm-mm.
Dillian Harper, Kim Kardashian still. Kim Kardashian got one sex tape and it's not on any of these sites.
They love her.
Wow, that's crazy.
You can find it though. I've seen them on some.
I don't think it's out there no more.
Bits and pieces. Oh, now let's say, okay.
Her people are litigious.
It. Okay.
Her people are litigious. They sell that tape. I don't even know if you can buy it that way anymore, but I just know that shit was for sale, not for download.
Not for download.
I don't know. Maybe
you're gonna pay for this.
Maybe they got it now. Maybe it's back out there after all these years, but.
Make your money, queen.
I don't know why people wanna. It wasn't that great of a sex tape.
Still, make your money.
Guess they just jacking off to the name.
Of course.
And they're not making money from these streams, so I don't, it's not making money.
No. When she's talking about you, she's selling it, like when she was making
money. Oh, yeah. Her suing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Asa Akira, Madison Ivy, Sunny Leon, Adriana Chechik, I don't know her, Kim Granger, and Danny Daniels. I feel like the only woman of color on here was, I think it was Asa Akira.
Yeah, I guess Mia Khalifa, but she ain't working. That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. That's like all white women and Asa Akira and however you feel about Kim Kardashian. Don't want to debate it. Y'all have that amongst yourselves. Mm-hmm. Male porn stars. Jordi El Nino Pola. Oh, no wonder I never heard of him. That he's a male porn star. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Johnny Sins. James Dean is still on here.
I thought he got canceled. Oh, nobody gets canceled.
I mean, they was like, he was raping people and shit. Wow. Rocco Siffredi. Damn, he's still up there. That's crazy. That dude been working forever. Mandingo. Speaking of working forever.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Gray, Danny D, Manuel Ferreira, Lex Steele. I thought he retired. Mark Rockwell, William
C. He gonna be working to forever. Like that nigga was probably doing porn for born.
Bruce Venture, Shane Diesel. That nigga still working too? God.
The dudes be in there forever. That's why you, sometimes you see like the same dudes. You be like, you could actually see them evolve as, and their fashion and shit change. You be like, good lord, you been doing this 25 years.
Meanwhile, Brian Pumper is done. That's crazy.
Done in this game.
Nacho Vidal and Tyler Nixon. Of course, United States continues to be the highest daily traffic on Pornhub. But the UK is next. India, Japan, Canada, France, Germany. And last is South Africa. Man, they came in last. What happened?
Probably not as much access to the internet, because if they had it, it would be they would be out there too.
You guys want to know where y'all come in on your porn viewing?
I don't know.
The average amount of time spent, 10 minutes and 13 seconds. America spends 10 minutes and 37 seconds, but we are eclipsed by South Africa, who spends about 11 minutes on Pornhub, which is crazy because they come in last in the top views.
That mean the people out there going, I'm getting all the porn I can get.
I might come in 20th on the countries, but I'm number two when it comes. I'll stay for the longest. The Philippines, by the way, has number one with 13 minutes and 50 seconds.
Woo! They waxing everybody.
Yeah, Russia's in there for the shortest of the top 20 with 7 minutes and 48 seconds. Mississippi spends the most time per visit in the United States.
Okay, that's understandable.
And the shortest amount of time, Kansas, 9 minutes 21 seconds.
Out there, all that corn?
I don't know. Favorite times to watch porn? At night, guys. What did you think?
Right.
It was at night. Okay. If you're watching porn from 3 to 9 a.m., you are in the red zone where there are not a lot of people watching. But everybody else is watching from about 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
That's the height.
Nightcap.
Before you go to sleep.
Yep. So, all right. That's porn. Your porn year in review. All right. I'm trying to think. They also had top gaining categories: romantic, tattooed women, interactive, solo female, and outdoor. Categories viewed the longest: amateur, mature, vintage, Japanese, old, young. Y'all can see how vintage would have to be viewed longer, because porn was just different back then. It took way longer to get to the sex, and the sex was way shorter.
Yes, it was.
It's like it takes 30 minutes, because they used to put those porn out in like movie theaters and shit for a while. They thought it was like real art, so they were like, it would be like filming a movie where your characters just happen to have 3 minutes of actual penetrative sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still like an hour and 15 minute movie where, like, when you add up the minutes of sex, probably like 14 minutes of sex. So I can see how people end up watching that, the old vintage shit, longer, because they gotta take longer to get to the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some other news. That's a recap for 2018's Pornhub. All right, guys, it goes on and on. It gets into gender, LGBTQ stuff. Like, there's so many more stats on there. They know all the shit y'all are watching. Okay,
gender.
So,
what you mean, like, who, like,
what? Like how women watch things, how men watch things.
Ooh.
That kind of stuff. Well, you want to keep going?
Yeah, I want to do the gender one. I don't know if they have how they have it broke down, because that just would be interesting.
Well, hold on. Let me go back. No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. takes a second to load. You guys know how it is.
Yeah, somebody said interactive. So what do you mean, like you interact with each other or you interact?
Interactive, I believe, is like that 3D shit.
Oh,
so I think that's like you know, like the virtual reality stuff,
the VR stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure those searches are up because it's like five people that got them headsets and they probably spend all fucking day trying to figure out how to make that shit work.
Who, guess what, whoever masters that is they're gonna make $1 billion and make them cheaper. Everybody gonna be VRing it up.
All right, so for gay stuff is the most search terms: Korean, Japanese, Black, which is funny because those are all the ones that on the gay websites like Grindr and shit that people always say they won't fuck.
Come on,
ain't that some shit?
Come on,
the gays, they just like us, love what they don't want what they don't love,
right?
Ain't that some shit? No, it's like no Asians, no Blacks. That's mm-hmm. fucked up. And then they the top searches, motherfuckers. Daddy, straight, Asian, twink, massage, cartoon, bareback, college roommates, monster cock, big black dick, of course, glory hole, and hentai. Most viewed gay categories: straight guys. That's interesting. I've never really watched gay porn, so I wonder what that means. Are they like gay dudes pretending to be straight? Are they straight dudes doing gay for pay? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. And like I said, when I watched it, I couldn't tell. It's interesting watching gay porn, particularly being a woman.
By gay, of course, you mean two men?
Yes, two men. Okay. Two men having sex. I don't know if they're trans or anything like that. Normally,
No. I'm just saying because lesbian porn, people don't count it as gay.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying you. I mean, just porn, for some reason, it's like lesbian and gay. Like, it's never... It's like, well, two women isn't that gay too? Nope, that's lesbians. Two men nope. is gay.
It's his own category.
But go ahead, what were you saying?
No, it's just interesting because I don't have a penis, so it's just interesting to watch two gay men have sex, because like I said, as a straight woman, that's something that I truthfully never seen before until porn. I was like, I know you have sex, I know how you have sex, but actually seeing it is a whole different thing.
Yeah, well, I was just kind of interested in what the straight guy thing is. Like, I wonder if that's just because people are, maybe masculinity being like a fetish, it's like, well, the most mask is straight, so therefore, that's what I want to watch. I don't know, I'm just guessing. Black, daddy, bareback, big dick, rough sex, twink, Japanese cartoon, and group.
What's a twink?
Twink is like what people would consider like a more femmy gay man. Normally like skinnier and stuff like that. Smaller, blah, blah, blah. Then you have bears. They're like bigger, normally like not as, like they have more hair and shit like that. Most search for gay porn stars: William Seed. That's a dope name. Armand Rizzo, Rocco Steele, Austin Wolf, Diego Sands, Griffin Barrows, Johnny Rapid, Joey Mills, Kobe Keller, and Patty O'Brien.
Patty O'Brien.
Bringing in the Irish at the end there.
Apparently so.
most search terms by gender: women's favorites, lesbian, Japanese, hentai, threesome, Korean, massage, gangbang, lesbian scissoring, stepmom, MILF, anal, pussy licking, lesbian threesome, and double penetration. Which one was that so funny?
That's what you said. He was like, pussy licking.
All right. I'm
surprised Squirt not on there.
Now it's not on there this year, or not in the top terms,
right?
It's funny because searching for stepmom, I'm sure men search for stepmom too,
right?
But they must be searching for it from the opposite angle, or maybe they're just into the idea that taboo relationship shit.
You know,
because if not, I mean, unless you're identifying with the mom, you know, you'd be looking at it like, oh, I want to fuck my stepson, you know. I don't know. Men's favorites: Japanese, MILF, hentai, Korean, stepmom. So
stepmama making all the lists.
So did Japanese.
Yeah, making all the lists.
So did MILF. So did hentai. So yeah. They're just different orders. Very close though. Teen. Okay, so teen is on here. Women did not pick teen.
Mm-mm.
So that's just a man thing. Wanting to fuck these teen women's.
Women are like,
women don't want to be like, I remember when I was a teen and had terrible sex with men.
Come on, like, nah, I'm good.
Massage, anal, Asian, Fortnite, trans. Trans made it onto men's favorite, not women's. Big ass and ebony, which kind of go together. So I don't know why it's at the bottom. I know why it's at the bottom. Top trending searches for 2018 by gender. Well, kind of already said those. Let's see. Most viewed categories by gender. Kind of the same thing, except for men, ebony is near the middle as opposed to at the bottom. Let's see. More viewed more often by women compared to men. Pussy licking is viewed 281% more by women than men.
You don't say. Right? You don't say.
What?
It's like, I got a vagina and you got a vagina. I might know how to treat it right sometimes.
Well, no, it doesn't say pussy licking by women.
Ah, could be men too.
It's just something that most dudes probably fast forward past in every porn they watch, if it's in there. And women are like, slow down. That's the part. That's the good part. What are you doing?
And that's my thing, because, and that's why I said that statement, because it's like, a lot of times women are like, hey, this is my thing. You know, I like this. You know, I want to do dudes fast forward past dick sucking then.
No. I think you got it backwards.
Oh, what am I missing?
I'm saying men fast forward past pussy licking in porn. And they definitely ain't looking for pussy licking in a lot of porn.
Ah.
Women are looking for that.
Right.
Because that's more pleasurable to women.
Correct.
So, of course, there's a 281% difference. Because even when pussy licking is in porn that is just happening, a lot of men are like, I don't like this part. Let's get back to the parts that only satisfy the man.
Right.
Solo male, 197%. I guess that makes sense. Although I would wonder what gay men versus women. I bet you it's a lot closer.
Right.
Lesbian, 151%. Women look at lesbian porn 151% more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Than men.
Because the women, we talked about it, sexuality is more fluid. Or we're allowed to be across the spectrums a lot easier and flow than men are.
Yeah, I mean, but it also could just be that there's gay women too.
Correct.
You know, like, it could be that as well. Not that you're wrong, because I think that's obviously a part of it, but also, like, if we were to put so instead of lesbian we were to say gay, women probably would have a much lower instance of looking at gay male porn than gay men. Women probably would look at gay male porn before they would. Yeah.
Right.
I think you're right. That's just some socialization shit. Right.
Because the reason why I said it is because a lot of times when it comes to porn, women are a lot more adventurous. We'll go, oh, let me see these variations of different people having sex. A lot of men, particularly straight men, going, I don't watch X, Y, and Z. Like, they won't even click on it. They like, nope. And women are like, oh, let me see. Click, 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 click. We'll go down rabbit holes and just venture.
Maybe. I'm not saying that. I think men are very, explorative when it comes to porn. I don't know if they're explorative with their sex lives. But as you can tell by these fucking categories, men are clicking on a lot of shit that they find to be taboo. You see what I'm saying? Like, trans is in the searches for men. So I don't think it's about men being like, I'm just not gonna click on that. I'm so straight. Then why is trans in the top 10?
Right.
Clearly y'all clicking on shit that y'all, if you go out in public, you would not claim that shit.
Right.
So I don't know that it's necessarily that, like, explorative shit. I just think women are into that shit. Like, and men, I guess, must not be as much as they think, you know?
True.
Popular with women, 115%. I mean, that makes sense. That's the name of the category. gangbang, 108%. Women look at gangbang more than men. 108% difference. I think that makes sense, because I think a lot of women, I mean, it's fucked up, because train culture is definitely like rape culture and socialized to be rape. But there still is a fantasy element to women just probably wanting to be fucked by more than one dude at the same time. And if it wasn't for the judgment and the societal and the
shaming a lot
part of it, and the fact that men can't be really trusted, like,
right,
it probably would be happening a lot more in real life. But the internet provides a safe place for you to watch or participate in that kind of shit without having to deal with the judgment of like, you dirty whore, I can't believe you fucked three dudes.
Mm-hmm. You know, because the thing is, there are a lot of women that are, they're very, they would do a lot more sexual things, like you say, if it wasn't the judgment, the taboo, you're not being a good woman or a good wife and all the other type of bullshit attached with it, you know. And a lot of times, like I said, it's one of those things where patriarchy actually prevents women from actually, and actually prevent particularly straight men from a woman just doing all types of shit to them that they probably have never experienced before, because their manhood will just, I can't look at her the same. What the fuck? What I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just also
she hadn't
think,
changed.
Yeah, I just think also women are into that.
Mm-hmm.
Just sexually fetish-wise, even if it's not something that you know, you would get into necessarily on your own, like in real life, because of the dangers attached to it, and you know, there's STDs, there's fucking mm-hmm. I don't know, this weird ass nigga,
right?
you know, like there's a lot of shit that comes along with it that is just
it
like
is.
It's just like, I don't want to deal with that shit though. So that's what I get, that's my guess, is like, it's a fantasy for a lot of people that you know, don't want to deal with that shit,
right? And then there will be a lot of women that would still be down, but they just don't want to deal with the criticism behind it.
What do you mean?
There are a lot of women that would be like, hey, this is what I
oh, you mean in real life,
right?
Oh yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of women checking out Jason Momoa and Michael B. Jordan and being like, you know, this train thing don't sound as bad as people make it. Yeah, it's not until it's you know, you show up and it's not Jason Momoa and
you're like, no, this is not like what the brochure promised to me.
It's like the three lead dudes from the three lead dudes from What's Happening show up and you're like, actually, this is not my fantasy.
I'm good.
But online, when I'm watching it on in the video, it can be my fantasy every time.
Come on, every single time.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm like, come on down. All right.
Come on, if it's the right mix, it is a choo-choo train.
Romantic. 99%. Double penetration, 98%. Same thing, I think, as the first thing. Bisexual, 84%. And hardcore, 80%. And rough sex, 72%. Wow. That's a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's another thing. That's another place where you can have quote unquote hardcore rough sex and it's safe. Like, it's not your body on the line.
Real safe.
You don't gotta worry about somebody taking it too far. You don't have to worry about someone thinking it worse of you because you prefer that sexually.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about them disrespecting you later on in, like,
in real life.
You ain't the kind of woman I could have kids with type of shit. So, yeah, I can see that. So, all right. There's a lot of stuff. Only 28% of women, of the 100% of traffic in America, 28% of it is women. That's it. 72% men. The closest balance is Philippines with 38% women, 62% men.
Wow.
Brazil has 35% and 65%. So.
And I think a lot of times society almost shames women. Like, porn is just what men are supposed to do, but women, you're not supposed to desire or want anything. You know, your purpose of fucking is to reproduce, and you better not do this shit for pleasure. Not the lot. Not you. What? You like fucking?
Well, also, how much of it is made for women?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how people do the, like, black people don't like blank. It's like, is this thing designed with black people in mind? Because once you do something that kind of caters towards black people, you find out black people like everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bet porn is like that with women a lot of times, where it's like,
right,
I don't like porn because it mostly sucks. So I don't go look at it, you know?
Right, and you have to almost dig in the fucking crates like records in order to sometimes to find certain things that kind of, particularly if you're quote-unquote outside of that white male range, that, you know, you kind of have to really dig sometimes to find things that cater to your personal desires.
Yeah. The average age of Pornhub visitors is 35 and a half years old.
Mm-mm. Right, they're talking about these young people. They ain't our age.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody tries to do the like, but then there's that other thing where it's like, I mean, that's the people who told you their age, created logins and let y'all know. I'm sure there's a lot of like 13, 14 year old people that just have phones in their pocket that ain't telling nobody shit. So,
ain't logging on nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if the age stuff is that accurate.
Out of the people that actually was like, yeah, fuck it, what I got to lose?
71.6% of people watching on their phone. 19.7% mm-hmm. desktop and 8.7% tablet.
Oh, so nobody watching no TV no more, apparently not.
They don't keep track of that. Also, it's not an app, it's a website. So how would you watch it on your TV? You know, like maybe on the Xbox or something. But then you would need like the web browser and a bunch
right.
of other
shit. It's a hassle, right? Because the other places make it easier.
Yep. All right, I think that's about. Is that can we move to the next thing now?
Yep, I just wanted to know since we covering the porn year review.
Yeah, well, they did have game console on here. I don't know how that works.
Game console?
Yeah, 33% Xbox, 54.4% PlayStation.
I guess how many people log in from these systems?
Yeah, but how can they tell? Like, I mean, like, oh, they must be using the browser. I don't know.
Right. I guarantee you, they probably are doing what I was saying.
Some archaic shit, man.
Mm-hmm. They going through whatever internet that the Xbox and PlayStation have, and logging on, and they can tell between the difference between your house browser and your PlayStation and Xbox browser.
Popular celebrity searches: Stormy Daniels, Kim Kardashian, Black China, Lena the Plug.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Bonk Gang, Celestia Vega, Selena Gomez. So are they looking for people that they know don't have porn, but they want someone that looks like them? Or do they really think, like, I'm going to put in Ariana Grande and just somehow that's going to be, she just going to magically pop on there? Okay. Or I wonder if it's that thing we talked about where they were putting celebrities' faces on porn.
Yes.
Like models and shit.
It got to be.
By the way, Tristan Thompson is up here. Say what you want to, but them Kardashians are good for your brand. Okay.
Come on, they make your brand go up.
He still came in below Iggy Azalea.
She on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's mostly black dudes. All right, let's just move on. All right. 2018 was also the worst year for U.S. school shootings, and the year's not over. 113 people have been killed or injured in school shootings in the United States. That's a sobering finding now of a project to count the annual total of gun attacks in schools. At the beginning of 2018, Education Week, a journal covering education in the U.S., began to track school shootings, and since it has recorded 23 incidents where there were deaths or injuries. With many other parts of the U.S. having about 180 school days per year, it means on average a shooting once every 8 school days.
Ooh.
Yep. I think this year South Park has had a school shooting in every episode. It's a great show.
South Park been lit, though. On the low, it has been excellent.
Another database recording school shootings says 2018 is the highest number of incidents per ever recorded. It figures going back to 1970.
God damn.
Makes sense. But what are we going to do about it?
Nothing.
The other day I saw somebody shared a video, and I love these videos. They're so adorable. But the ones where the kids are coming into class and the kids all either like do like a high five, handshake, hug thing with their teachers, mm-hmm. or one where the students get to pick which one to do with one student a day. Mm-hmm. And you know, you consent to like a hug, a handshake, dap, whatever, mm-hmm. a wave. And everybody's like, this is so beautiful, I love this. And I said, I mean, I love it too, but what does it say about us that we don't care about these kids enough to have sensible gun laws.
Right.
Like, you love your kids so much, but you love your gun more.
Yes, sir. And you tell me that all the time.
All your laws tell me that. The way you treat each other.
All your laws tell me that.
Like, everything tells me.
I'm willing to lose my child. You lose my family. I'm willing to die with it. Fuck it.
It's crazy. Charlottesville jury recommends a 419 years plus life for the neo-Nazi who killed a protester in Charlottesville. The 21-year-old avowed neo-Nazi who murdered a woman when he plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters last year at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. He got sentenced to life plus 419 years in prison and $480,000 in fines for killing Heather Heyer and seriously injuring 35 others. Judge Richard Moore will decide whether to sign off on the recommended sentencing at a hearing March 29th in 2019. Yeah, and like little stuff leaked during the trial, like the testimony, like his mom basically saying he was unrepentant and didn't care that he killed this girl. So, I mean, I guess it's good he got convicted. Maybe they don't have the death penalty or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't do it on all states.
Seemed like he would have deserved it. Miley Cyrus and Mike Will Made It are reuniting on her new album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, remember when she told us that she was not gonna do hip hop anymore? Anybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She decided it was too much suck my dick, sit on my cock.
You remember when she took her turtlenecks and went on to the other side?
Mm-hmm. Like she twerked her little chicken chuck cutlets around for about a year, you know, capitalizing off of the black aesthetic and black music and black men co-signing her. And
maybe they not buying your shit.
And then she took back the whiteness.
I told my mom, I'll never be like any of those Negroes.
Said she'd never be like any of us Negroes.
Never.
And moved the fuck on. And now I guess she's back. So, mm-hmm. Back to black.
She realized the shit ain't popping.
Confirmed. Miley Cyrus' album will be hip-hop vibes with Mike Will Made It. Modern classic and rock music with Mike Ronson and pop culture alternative with Andrew Wyatt. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So she get to popping again, then she get tired and riddled on back to whiteness.
Yeah, it's just funny because she
her
was
her next album be country.
She was so over us as the black people in the hip hop
so
culture.
So over us,
and
oh
everybody, you know, it was like, okay, you got a point. All right, it's misogynistic. You don't want to get involved in this shit. All right, well, you have a good one. And then of course, actually, you know what? I'll be right back. So.
These black people don't want me either.
Right. Well, I don't even know her. I don't know that her sales are bad. To be honest, I don't know. Is that what you heard?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I. Who knows with these motherfuckers, man? It's like they just see us like a coat they can put on.
Right.
You know, she might have just got tired of being white for a second. But like, let me go back to this rap shit, real quick. Make a quick buck. All right. Let's get into some of our other sections. Let's do some fucking with black people. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game, we go all around the globe, we find different articles to make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Alright, a racist gun club that won't admit black members is under fire. That's ironic. under fire? You don't say. Also, really? They won't let black people have guns?
Where? Like when you like start call like you got those.
I was told by Killer Mike that that wouldn't happen.
You not woke. Nah. Wakanda, everybody had guns.
Everybody had guns in Wakanda, and now this.
South Carolina's Charleston Rifle Club lost the support of two major organizations as the besieged private club finds itself under fire for refusing to accept black members. NRA. Right? That's why you wonder why they don't speak up for Philando Castile, huh? The March of Dimes, a charity focused on the health of mothers and infants, confirmed on Saturday that it's no longer associated with the club. And on Monday, Charleston chapter of the Kiwanis Club, a community service organization, said it won't hold weekly meetings there anymore.
NRA, don't you mean Nigger Run Association? That's ain't that what they's telling them? Get on?
That's what they telling them. No rifles. African Americans. That's what it stands for. In October.
No rights, African American. Yeah.
In October, the club rejected Melvin Brown's application, but admitted 13 white men who applied at the same time as Brown. Had he been accepted, Brown would have become the club's first black member. Oh, buddy. Oh. Looking at this now, Mr. Melvin Brown, it's looking like some paperwork needs to be resubmitted in triplicate, and
he's not the first one to apply. This is the only time somebody was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Are you sure that this picture is kind of fuzzy on your license? I'm gonna need you to get a new ID. Come on back down here and we'll take a look at it then. And sorry sir, now can you move out of the line? I got customers. Bob, that's okay. Bob, don't need the last name. No paperwork. You are in handshake. I trust you. You like, you got a trustworthy face. Go ahead, get your guns and bullets on me. First round is on me. Go enjoy yourself.
You ain't got to show me that you're a carrying card member.
Oh, you white boy in the trench coat with the holding the pipe bomb. Come on. Get you a AR-15.
Come on in, buddy.
Nice to meet you, Tyler. Actually, you know what? I don't even need to know your real name. You just get a gun. You get a gun. Everybody's getting a gun except that black son of a bitch over there. We pride ourselves on being a club that celebrates inclusion and diversity, both in our membership and in the community we serve. Mm-hmm. But it came to our attention that the Charleston Rifle Club did not feel the same way. We immediately severed ties and moved our weekly meetings to somewhere else, said the Kiwanis Charleston chapter president.
Come on.
Established in 1855, the club currently has approximately 800 members. 800 members, no niggas. In South Carolina, y'all. South Carolina got so many niggas.
So many.
Because, you know, slavery. More than a century after the Civil War and decades since the Civil Rights Movement began, members are divided about whether to accept a black member.
And fucking 2018, y'all.
Divided. By Wednesday, an online petition gathered 135 signatures from members who condemned the club for not accepting African Americans. Apparently unmoved by the controversy and loss of support, the club's president used the group's December newsletter to blame some members for undermining the club.
No, these are y'all policies.
Unfortunately, 2018 ends on a troubled note with the club divided over the issues unresolved.
I'm just trying to be nice about it. I just want y'all to know that some of my fellow brethren are actually racist, but I don't want to call them out on it. That's why I'm gonna just say that we divide, and if we want any darkies in here.
I don't think this letter is from that perspective. This is the club president who I believe is saying y'all making trouble. I don't think he's saying I'm actually on the side of getting a black member. I think he's saying no. I don't want a black member.
Right, because we divide it because y'all, the group is racist. We have racist members of the group, and I happen to be one of them myself, but I won't let you know that.
Well, he would never call himself or his members racist. He would never do that.
But we divided, though. That's a code word. I understand.
Sadly, some members use threats to membership and using outside club sources to try to change the membership's will. Perhaps instead of trying to undermine our club, these members could try to work for a system that could work for the betterment of our club, finding methods to improve, not destroy or threaten, should be all of our goal for the new year. Well, President Drew Patterson. Brown is a Navy veteran. Gotta mention that, because, you know, military means you're respectable. And an emergency room doctor. That's why he's out here saving lives. But he just want a gun to take him to, who is currently on the Medical University of South Carolina's Board of Trustees. He has not spoken publicly about the controversy.
Well, Killer Mike did tell us that we need to go get guns.
You not woke. Nah. Wakanda, everybody had guns.
Exactly. Wakanda, everybody had guns. 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
100. I don't know. I'm about to lie. Probably like 50. I don't really care if this nigga gets a gun or not. I'm kind of anti-gun, to be honest. I've been telling niggas these gun laws are not meant for you. These clubs ain't meant for you. Gun culture ain't meant for you. You want to start your own shit? Good luck. But these white folks got these guns because they racist. Protection against who? Who do they imagine they're gonna have to shoot when they close their eyes and think about a home invasion? Who do y'all think they picturing? Think they picturing other white people? When you have a gun and a guy just shot two black people in a Kroger and he walks out and says white don't kill whites and you let him go, who's a bad guy with a gun in that situation and who's a good guy? When Philando Castile is dead, when they shot that dude at the mall who apprehended the real shooter and they killed him. I mean, if you dumb enough to think that this shit is about, if you dumb enough to think these motherfuckers are getting these guns because it brings us together, then I don't know. You sound like Ben Carson to me, sitting up there next to Trump thinking they all friends. Teacher apologizes after banning afros and other outlandish hairstyles from a student concert. District officials at an Ohio middle school have clarified their dress policy after a teacher's letter banning afros, barber designs, and other outlandish hairstyles from an upcoming student performance sparked outrage. Parents at Pleasant Run Middle School outside of Cincinnati, you dealing with some black people, received a memo from the vocal music teacher Stephen Reeves, who was black. The letter outlined the attire for the school's 2018 winter concert and included a lengthy section for acceptable hairstyles. Mohawks, barber designs, and large afros are not acceptable, the letter read. Men with long hair, i.e. dreadlocks and braids, should devote the necessary attention to make sure the hair is neat and pulled back behind the neck in a conservative tail style. If you don't get the fuck, he strongly encouraged female students to visit the cosmetologist and barred brightly colored hair, adding that mohawks, large afros, and any outlandish hairstyle is not acceptable.
I would demand you be fucking fired.
He threatened to send students home who did not comply, forcing them to forfeit their grade for the concert. After the letter went viral on social media, the school district apologized by posting a statement to their Facebook page. We sincerely apologize for the frustration, the original language caused, or breakdown in relationship that resulted from the original set of guidelines. The original student presentation guidelines were not approved and not reflective of how we feel in any way. The guidelines have been corrected and now reflect the desire for kids' concert attire that presents our students in the best manner and are in line with our current school practices and policies.
Maybe they'll be on fucking rules.
Yep. If I can come to class with my hair like this, why can't I come to the concert with my hair like this?
Come on, this is how, and tell me, go to fucking cosmetologist. Get out of here.
Is that free now? Is that free now?
That's not free. You're fucking paying for it.
You gonna send, can I send that debt to a collection agency to come get my money for getting my hair cut?
Right, and if I'm somebody who chooses to wear my hair naturally, I'm not going to the fucking cosmetologist. I might not want my hair pressed.
He apologized too, along with the revised dress guideline for the upcoming and future chorus concerts. I wanted to send a note of apology for any negative feelings that were created due to the previous dress guideline communication. The wording and expectation were insensitive and were a mistake. The revised guidelines for the upcoming concert require students to wear a white top and black pants or skirt. Students are encouraged to look their best the evening of the concert. The choir is now asked to report to Northwest High School at 5:30 p.m. December 13th, 2018. I hope to see all of you at the concert. Your students are working so very hard. I believe you will really enjoy their performance.
Kiss my whole black ass, nigga. No, you said what you said, and the only reason why you went back is because some people complain and they got in your ass. You just not sincere. You probably thought these children was coming in here and you got on that your politically correct horse, and you thought that these niggas are coming in here looking crazy with their afros. You just didn't approve of it.
Yeah, like, I'm not such an absolutist that I think there's no benefit to students dressing up for a concert or something like that. You know, I get it that there's certain shit that's more formal than other shit, but what does it matter if I have fucking rainbow hair, dog? If that's what I'm wearing every day, I don't understand. If I have a fro is not no fucking like like that.
If I have dreadlocks, like
nothing unprofessional about that,
right?
For a fucking, and you're talking about being a musician, you're not even talking about like, it's just stupid. It's right. The whole thing is stupid. How did they let that go out? I mean, hopefully nobody looked at that.
They didn't. I guarantee you that he did not run that across anybody.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Because if he had, it'd have been a big problem. That I think that specifically come out and said, we didn't read this shit, y'all. All bad. He's bad.
Right.
Even if they did, that's what the fuck you better say, else you got a lawsuit.
Right.
Stop it right now! This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous! Get out of here! We are adults, and this is ridiculous! Cut the crap!
Yeah, and especially if there ain't no money coming out of your fucking pocket to handle this. No.
Mm-hmm.
100.
Let's see. You big mad. People say Tiffany Haddish's Lori's Salt deal hurts the black community. Over the weekend, reported a comedian Tiffany Haddish inked a deal with Lowry's. She would appear on the bottle of their seasoned salt.
And
another win for a black woman. Amazing. Not only that, Haddish has spoken often about her cooking skills and seasoning she uses, so the partnership makes sense. But there were some people who took issue with a black woman appearing on a bottle of seasoned salt. Oh, you mean Twitter? Listen, Twitter is at once the most woke and not woke place at the same time. Like, motherfuckers so woke they'll find a way to be not woke. She got a salt deal, you know, selling something that you don't got if you don't want to. And because people don't like her for whatever reasons they claim, which aren't anti-black if you listen to them. For some reason, that's a problem. It's, you know, she's selling this to the community. You know, black people got high blood pressure and all this kind of shit. Well, it's just like, really, dog?
Mm-hmm. Because the library's paying me, my black ass going to be on the side of the seasoning bottle, too.
Yeah. So yeah, people were calling it stereotypical, saying it was detrimental to the black community.
How are niggas the only people to buy Lowry seasoning?
Trying to say that too much salt in the diet gives high blood pressure, and she's now at fault for that because she got a commercial. You asked how. 0 to 100. 0.
100 for them niggas, but 0 for her.
Yeah, I give it a, yeah, I give it 100 because I do feel fucked with by the ways that it's just that thing, man. What, right. I wish people could just be honest about not liking folks.
Right.
Because, like, you went out of your fucking way to find a reason this was problematic.
And it doesn't make any sense. I've said this before and I say this again. Just come out and say you don't like people, and the thing is, people don't want to do that because once they come out and say that, they know they will be dismissed, and they actually are trying to have
We built the modern world. Who? Europeans.
All right, my bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. And because they know they will be dismissed if they come out and say that. Because once you say that, I go, oh, okay, there's no reason to talk to you no more because you don't like this person. Just live in your truth. And if your truth is you don't like her, just go, I don't like her, and just go on the rant, because you will find people that don't like them either. But you try to him and her and hide it behind other shit.
My thing is, to be honest, keep it to yourself. I'm just gonna take it a step further. Keep it to yourself, because it is normally something fucked up about it. You know, like, it's not really you saying, like, you, like, that's the thing about all this fucking, like, social media giving people all these words. There's all these words that people didn't have before, but they become currency online, and the accountability is no longer there. You can literally make anything the way you want it to be if you know the right words. You can do something that you would call somebody else out for doing to someone else, but when it's you, it's different.
you know. So people do that shit with Tiffany Haddish and they'll be like, somehow she's either embarrassing black people, or you know, the thing where she's telling too many people business, she need to shut up, she annoying, this is what I'm talking about, she always telling somebody business. I'm like, what is her fucking brand?
Yes it is.
When it's somebody else gossiping and telling people stories and they making their money that way, it's fine. The stories she's telling are some like, oh my god, I can't believe she said that, this that person, it's not like she's coming out and being like, yeah, I saw somebody get raped the other day and it was by Chris Brown. Like, she's not telling stories like that. It's, yeah, I saw Beyonce and she was drunk, and I saw so-and-so and she tried to do something to her or whatever. Like, it's shit like that. I seen Brad Pitt in the elevator, I said, I'ma ride you like a oak tree or some shit, and then people go, oh my god, I can't believe she said that. Like, it's not even problematic, it's y'all tripping. It's really not. It's, if you really find it to be not funny, then move on. Right. If you find it to not be interesting, why the fuck you talk about everything she say so much? So it's like that weird thing, like, she loud, she annoying, like, well, she's a movie star, dog. Like, that's the roles in the movie, that's what she is, like, that's how she lives her life. She ain't want to be your friend, she's just out here doing her thing. And then when you pile on top of that all these niggas in the industry that are comedians, they got a problem with her success, you know, it just seemed like it's coming from a bad place. And yes, I wish, sir, people keep trying to like ride this line of finding how they not coming from a bad place with their hating, but everybody else is. Man, just why not just leave it to yourself then? Because the environment already fucked up, you're not adding nothing positive to it, and your nuanced way of hating on her is not that much better than whatever the fuck everybody else is doing.
Right.
Just don't like her and chill. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like one of the few people that don't like shit and just don't have to tell everybody.
The same. There's a lot of shit I don't like and I'm not vocal about.
Like today I was on Twitter and there was like three different things happening at the same time. You know what? I didn't give a fuck about none of them. I read all of them, thought about my opinion, and went, I don't need to tell anybody this shit. You know, entrepreneurs versus 9-to-5ers, I don't care.
Mm-mm.
I forget they were recycled topics. It was shit that niggas argue about all the time on Twitter. Like, Twitter's turned into global warming, where global warming's getting worse and nobody doing shit about it, and we keep going, damn man, it's getting hotter and hotter in the winter, it's getting colder and colder in the summer, it's so weird, and nobody's doing anything to stop it. That's how Twitter topics and black Twitter are now. It's like, didn't we just talk about rent versus going on vacation? Didn't we just do that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we already back to that topic. Man, I think we having a Twitter global warming.
Ah!
And the thing is, it's just something to talk about. It won't change anybody's mind.
Mm-mm.
Won't change anybody's life. You can't start the conversation and fix it on Twitter. And at the end of the day, nobody really gonna give a fuck.
Nope.
So I don't know, it's just, but anyway, all that to say, this Tiffany Haddish shit is kind of like that to me. It's like, okay, but now what? Okay, she's not selling salt anymore, y'all happy? Did it just set the black race back to normal? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
It's not adding money or taking anything away from you.
I know I'm getting on this rant, but then the other thing is like, of all the problematic fucked up shit people do, this the woman that need to be taken down a notch? Oh, hold on, let me go to the next session.
Right, out of all the shit that people do.
Like, there's so many people out here actively doing fucked up, harmful shit to society.
Right.
And I'm not saying you can't concentrate on two things, but this, one of these things isn't a real problem. Like, it's one thing when it's like, people say stuff like, you know, y'all don't care about child abuse, but y'all care about y'all care about domestic violence or something like that. And it's like, well, no, we care about both those things, right? I get those people. It's like, you don't have to pretend like we can only care about one. But some of this shit is really like, one of these is not actually a problem and you trying to make it on the same level. Like, I saw somebody say, y'all, like, the HIV rate is such and such in Atlanta, but y'all just keep going to brunch though.
What does that got to do? Is people getting HIV over eating eggs? I don't understand. Is AIDS spreading while I'm eating my cheese grits? If not, what the fuck are we talking about?
Are y'all sperming on the eggs now? Is that what we doing?
Come on.
So, but my point being, like, that kind of shit is like, the Venn diagram on that shit is not a circle. Like, it's not like them two circles might not even fucking touch. What are you like, what are, how are you conflating that? And that's how the Lowry shit seems to me, the Tiffany Haddish hate seems to me. It's always like this weird, like, let's lump her in with the problematic people, and it's like, why? Like, what is really hurting you about her grind? You know, don't go see her movies then.
Don't support her. You have don't the support right her. To.
Yeah, nobody asking you to be her fan, but some of us think she's funny, and it doesn't have to turn into like why she's the real problem to the black women and shit because we think she's funny.
Correct.
Like, it's just crazy, man. Anyway, I'm gonna go get some Lowry season salt now with Tiffany Haddish on the front. Mm-hmm. Not even gonna open it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gonna keep it a souvenir.
I just want to have it in my house now. She sold that to me because I support black women. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get into some fucking with black. I mean, sorry. Guess the race.
I'm about to gonna play again.
Now that is you know what? You know what?
Huh?
We gonna play again now since you being smart.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, it's time to play the game that I was trying to move on to play a different game from. It's fucking with black people. We back. The game that we all hate to play. That sometimes I mess up the music or forget which section it is. And now we gotta do it again.
Cause I know the category deep.
Nursing while black. Tennessee deputy interrogates a home health nurse who was caring for a white patient. A Tennessee nurse says a sheriff's deputy racially profiled her as suspicious after she went into a white woman's home to take care of her. Stephanie Dash works at a home health nurse as a home health nurse, and a Williamson County sheriff's deputy questioned her after she went into a patient's home last week in Franklin. The deputy peeked through a window after she arrived, and the patient asked Dash, who is black, to answer the door to speak with her. The patient told her, "I was her home health nurse," Dash said, "but the deputy told my patient that they got a call about a suspicious person in the area. I then showed my nursing bag. The deputy, whom she identified as Rhonda Casillas, still wasn't convinced. Because you know how thieves carry around medical supplies and nurse bags to fool the cops. So Dash walked with the deputy out to her car to show an identification bag from a Medisys Home Health Nashville. My patient again confirmed that I was supposed to be there. I had nursing equipment, my work bag with my company logo on it. I had on scrubs and everything, stethoscope hanging from my neck. She still was not convinced. Dash then called a supervisor to verify she was an employee, but Castillas again questioned the patient and stayed at the home until the nurse left. She continued to interrogate my patient and asked if she was sure she knew me. At that point, I just went back to the car. The officer backed out of the driveway, put it in park, and waited until after I left. Dash posted about the incident on Facebook and identified the deputy from a business card she left behind with the patient.
Yeah, goddamn right I would have to. Fuck her.
And the nurse filed a complaint with the sheriff's department after leaving multiple voicemails about the incident. The company she works for has filed a report, said Sharon Puckett, a spokeswoman from the William County Sheriff's Department. We're investigating the worker to determine if there is audio or video from the call. The deputy was answering a suspicious person call after someone in the neighborhood reported seeing someone going from house to house. Casillas remains on patrol while the incident is investigated. Of course, let's keep the race person on patrol just in case. A spokeswoman for a Medisys said the agency stands behind Dash, who considers the incident a case of nursing while black. I was shocked, and she's been our patient for a while. She usually sees a white nurse. If one nurse gets booked, we help each other out as many times as the other nurses have been. She's never had police called on her. Right. First of all, if there's a phone call, why did you call? What was suspicious about this woman in scrubs going into this woman's house who needs medical assistance?
Yeah, and my thing is, if somebody called, they would literally, this is public records, there would be a 911 call. Because if it's not a 911 call, you showed up on your own fucking accord, ma'am.
Right.
Which is even a bigger fucking problem.
I'm not even doubting that there was a 911 call, to be honest.
Right.
I think that's probably the most likely part of the story, is that somebody in that neighborhood saw a black woman going to a house and called the police.
You saw her
scrubs, you saw her medical badge, you saw her ID, and you talked to her supervisor. What the fuck? What else is there to talk about? The person in the home said, this is my nurse. She is here to help me. I know her. And you're still sitting around trying to arrest. Good God. Like, if the woman would have went to cardiac arrest right then, you probably would have kept the nurse from taking care of her.
Yes.
Anyway, that's 100 for me.
Of course, the same.
All right, now we can move on to Guess the Race. Guess the Race is the one. And this is the right song, too.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
Ba-da-ba. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen, and the chat room to guess the race. And of course, everybody playing is a racist. And of course, Guess the Race is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only end-to-end shaving system designed for a consistently smooth, irritation-free shave for people that have coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Dermatologists recommend it, clinically tested to help reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. And I can tell you that shit is 100% true. Okay? I used to walk around and like I had the bumpy face, man. I had it on my neck. I didn't even know how bad I had it. A lot of y'all don't know how bad you have it. You think you got a system. You think you got it down. You doing 12 different things with the white man's razors to your face with all these different products. But the end of the day, Bevel is actually cheaper to use because I don't have to buy 17 different products. And it's just worth it for the level of just the lack of irritation, the lack of uncomfortableness, the confidence that you have when your neck is looking clean, you know what I'm saying, when you got your beard is looking tight, you know, and there's no these weird bumps or like ingrown hairs and all that stuff. Is those days are over, okay? And I want you to get on this level too. I want you to feel it. 90% of Bevel users noticed improvement in their skin and razor bump reductions. 90%. There's nothing. LeBron James don't shoot 90% from anywhere on the court, and he's the best player in the NBA. 90%. Bevel is promising you something that you need to at least look into. Go to getbevel.com/tbgwt, all lowercase. Get 20% off of your next shipment with Bevel. That's getbevel.com/tbgwt. getbevel.com/tbgwt. The link is always in the show notes. Click on that bad boy. Get you something. Treat yourself for Christmas. You got a man in your life that you like. I love this nigga, but oh, his neck. Go ahead and hook him up for Christmas, boo. Okay, go ahead and get him started on the right path.
Come on,
okay.
You kiss him, it be that itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy. You be like, oh, do something with that.
Let's get to Guess the Race. Teacher, 32 years old, allegedly shot her ex-husband's new girlfriend in front of the former couple's twins.
Oh! This is a triangle for real.
A Utah woman has been arrested after she allegedly shot her ex-husband's new girlfriend in front of their young children. On Sunday, Chelsea Watrose Cook, 32, allegedly stopped by her ex-husband's apartment in Midvale to deliver cold medicine to one of their three-year-old twins. Upon her arrival, Cook was asked to leave by her ex-husband, who was in the parking lot when she entered his home, but she refused. Instead, the mother of two allegedly locked herself in the bathroom and dialed 911. After remaining in the bathroom for some time, Cook allegedly opened the door and walked towards her coat, leaving her ex to believe she was finally leaving. However, police claim she instead pulled out a gun and fired at her ex's 26-year-old girlfriend, Lisa Velate Williams, striking her twice in the torso. Cook then suddenly pulled out a handgun and fired three rounds at the victim, the police wrote in jail documents also obtained. Everybody here was packing. The victim fell back and landed on the couch.
So they both were shooting at each other.
The man pulled out a gun, I guess, after she shot his new girlfriend.
Ah.
Cook's ex-husband told officers he quickly grabbed a gun from his ex-wife and did his best to give CPR to his girlfriend as his children watched. Damn.
Ooh, traumatizing them for life.
Right? I'm sorry, it was one gun. She shot the girlfriend in the torso twice,
Then she shot at the man, her ex-husband, 3 times, and I guess she missed. And he got the gun from her and then tried to give CPR to his girlfriend. All this in front of their twin children. During that time, Cook's ex-husband said Cook walked over to their children and sat on the recliner chair. When she attempted to get up again, the ex-husband allegedly pinned Cook against the wall until police arrived. Man. And that's scary just for her to be around the children at that point, because who knows what she gonna do.
Correct.
Williams was taken to a nearby hospital where she died. So the girlfriend died. Salt Lake Tribune reports that Cook was arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of aggravated murder. In addition to her current charges, Cook is facing domestic violence charges following an incident that took place last month. So she was sounding like she was an abusive woman.
Right.
According to Deseret News, Cook allegedly caused minor injuries to an adult male at her apartment. She has previously pled not guilty in that case. It's not clear if she has legal representation at the time, whether she has entered a plea in relation to her aggravated murder charge. According to her Facebook, she worked as a health and yoga instructor. I guess she wasn't working. You gotta do a little bit more meditation. She studied the health education at Brigham Young University. Following the news of her arrest and her prior assault case, the school district released a statement. So they didn't say anything about firing her or anything. So, all right. Guess the race.
What's the name again?
Her name is Chelsea Watros Cook.
I'm going white.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Should have added more namaste to her day, white. She's white. I'm not going to be ignored, white. Them Mormons, crazy white. Salt Lake City, white. All right. She was salty. White lady and white. The correct answer is white. Man, she went over there to give the baby some cold medicine, end up killing somebody.
You ain't gangsta.
It sounded like she just was on some, like, I'm not leaving my kids. It's crazy because, like, the custody battle shit is so, like, such an impetus for so much abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't know if it's the, I don't know. I'm glad to not know. I'll just put it that way. I don't really want to know how it gets to that point, but man, it's, there's so many articles I don't have on the show because they involve like abuse to children,
mm-hmm.
to men killing women because
right.
you're not gonna take my children and shit. I don't even know what that mentality is like. That's just wild to me. Let's see how about man left a JC Walmart with microwave under his coat.
A whole ass microwave.
Well, I know this motherfucker like a fucking cartoon.
Why your stomach look square, sir?
A Binghamton man has been charged with felony burglary after police say he stole a kitchen appliance from a local retailer. According to the Johnston City Police Department, officers were called to Walmart at 1:30 p.m. on a Friday for reports that a man already banned from the store was stealing again.
He was already banned!
I wonder how much a microwave goes for these days.
I don't know!
Police say security officers spotted the man, later identified as 27-year-old Zachary Rendenau, with a microwave under his coat, attempting to leave the store.
Made out of plexi wrap. I mean, I don't understand how you stretching it big enough for a microwave and don't look like a fucking fool.
I wonder if it was like Missy Elliott's coat from
had to be all bright and silver and shit.
Like one of the like it looked inflatable. Like
had nothing else make sense.
Well, what kind of coat could cover this up?
I don't care if it's a small microwave. It's still a microwave.
I just picture him like being skinny, like regular size, and then a big ass square right where his stomach is,
right,
and then like tiptoeing out of the mall, I mean out of the Walmart, like all stealthily and shit, trying to move slow,
hoping nobody see me. Anybody watching? Here you go. Hey.
Are they watching? Oh, wait a minute. I thought a manager looked at me.
Bing! Oh, no, the microwave went off. Hold on.
I know.
Cover this back up. What? Wow.
Because it makes no sense. It makes no, because you have to carry that in front of you, not unless your ass is big enough to carry it, which wouldn't make sense.
He ran out of the Walmart and into another business before he was arrested by police and charged with burglary in the third degree.
So he ran out of one store with cameras, probably into another store with cameras.
Mm-hmm, the Raising Arizona theme was playing. According to police, Rendon now was banned the day before after stealing items from the store. Damn, he only waited one day and provided a false name. He's like, it's been a whole day, they'll never catch me now. And plus, I gave him a wrong name. They looking for Puddin' Tane. They'll never find me. For those crimes, police say he was charged with petty larceny and false persona personation, both misdemeanors. Guess the race of fuck was his name? Guess the race of Zachary Rendon now.
Zachary was white.
Alright, let's check the chat room. It's the fuzz, run, white. Yeah, beat it! Goose it! Let's get out of here. Walmart white as fuck, all the white needed something to make them Krabby Patties under the sea white boy. White, pink tiptoe white, and I'm entitled white, and wiggy wiggy white. The correct answer is white. A microwave,
a whole ass microwave, nigga.
That's ambitious. Unless they're making them a lot smaller than I thought.
Right. I mean, not unless there's some mini microwaves. You know, I'm old. There might be some mini microwaves around there somewhere that I don't know nothing about.
I mean, it's gotta be big enough to put a plate in, so, like. Right. That's an ambitious dude. Anyway, that's him. let me move on to the next article.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next round.
You probably heard that microwave binging from a mile away.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right, double the points, double the race. Bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2-for-2.
Can you believe it?
We'll see. If she can go 3-for-3.
I'ma try.
Yeah. I guess he tried to get out of there before the police got there, but he just ran out of time.
See, he had to run because he didn't have his settings right.
I guess he should have just got with the program.
They probably caught him because he couldn't get the time on the microwave right.
Okay, that's kind of what. Emil, you're the one that's encouraged this part. This is not me.
Right. Come up right, because you know it takes you forever for the microwave. You're probably in there going, dee, 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 dee. Shit, I missed it. Dee, dee,
they're probably just gonna put him in jail so he can thaw out. Alright, sorry. Something. Defrost. Since y'all don't care no more, since it don't matter if it's good or not. South Carolina man goes on Christmas decoration burning spree, police said. A Somerville man is charged with arson after police said he burned down the Christmas decorations in a suburban Charleston neighborhood, according to a report by WCSC. Authorities arrested Cameron Lewis Bond, 29, after receiving a call Friday afternoon about a person setting fire to the property of multiple neighborhoods in Arborwalk community in Somerville. Police said Bond lit up a snowman decoration that was in the front yard of a home.
Frosty went down first, apparently.
Not no more. He's ashy the snowman after he got done with him. WCSC reported Bond was detained for burning Christmas decor at another home when officers arrived. Somerville Fire Rescue was also attempting to put out a house fire that Bond allegedly set. Damn, he was burning everything. Bond is said to have busted a garage window trying to light a fire to the inside of another structure. He was.
Oh, what was he like? Gotta let it burn. Gotta let it burn.
He was, your house roasting on an open fire.
Right, he walked that fire.
Right. All right, Karen, guess the race of what was his name? Cameron Lewis Bond.
Cameron is white.
All right, Karen's going with white. Let's check the chat room and see what you guys believe. White. Snow White. That's a good one. Snow Methy White, no seasoning salt white, angry white man. The correct answer is MacGyver White. This Grinch was indeed white. Even the Grinch didn't burn people's shit down.
Come on, he might have stole it, but he didn't burn it.
Like, that's a level of just pettiness. Just for no reason. He kind of looked like the Grinch, though. Like, if the Grinch put on a little weight, like his eyes look Grinchy. I'm sorry, is it showing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, look. Like, his heart need to grow 3 sizes.
Oh, come on!
Mm-mm-mm. All right,
put his heart out, it's on fire.
Let's go to Sword Ratchetness. A Kettering home was burglarized by a sword-toting ex-boyfriend. A Dayton man was arrested after he was accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home and attacking people there with a sword. Donald Honeycutt, 27, guess the race, white, was booked into Montgomery County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault, aggravated burglary. However, he has not formally been charged. Oh, must be nice. He is accused of breaking into an apartment 8 a.m. Sunday. 2 people, including a man and a woman, were listed as victims in the case. According to Kettering Police Report, the male victim was reported to have received minor injuries during the incident, the report read. Damn. These motherfuckers in these swords, man. Watch your back, everybody. All right, that's it for this week. We'll be back Saturday for feedback. And I think I'm doing Balls Deep Saturday instead of Friday this week, cause Justin's new schedule. So we'll see you guys Saturday, and hopefully that means Karen can be here for Balls Deep Sports.
Yay!
For premium people, everybody else, too bad. We will talk to y'all then. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.